Blackstone Audio presents The French Affair by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Vanessa Benjamin. For my friend Marianne Bachmann, with love. Chapter 1. Lady Charteris gazed on her countrymen with wide, curious eyes. They were the first French people she had seen since she had come to England at the age of 6, 17 years ago, when Sir George Charteris had rescued her, the last of the noble house of de Fleury, from the horrors of the French Revolution. Since her arrival in England, she had lived at Sir George's home, Marsham Manor in Bedfordshire, where she had been brought up by her kindly rescuer. On her 18th birthday, Sir George, then 40 years of age, had proposed to her, and she had accepted, finding marriage a gentle continuation of the calm, sheltered life she had always known under his protection. Lady Charteris had never spoken French except with her tutor, and had never considered France her home. But when news of a fair being held in Cavendish Square to raise money for the French émigrés, who had flocked to London in the thousands to escape the terror, was announced in the morning papers, Delphine, Lady Charteris, had been overcome with a desire to go, despite the protestations of Sir George's sister, Mrs. Bencastle, a grim widow of uncertain years. Sir George had died 3 years ago, and Mrs. Bencastle seemed to think that Delphine was sullying her late husband's memory by this visit. "You are English now," Mrs. Bencastle had grumbled in the carriage on the road to London. "I never could see what George was about, to risk life and limb rescuing those Frenches from the guillotine. Untrustworthy, that's what they are." Delphine had simply compressed her lips and refrained from replying.